Before then, we've not been getting that mandate stay for Dudandi. So that had been difficult. But now we get that mandate stay for Dudandi. Section 16 and 25 of the Public Financial Management Act of 2016 itself spell out how we for the work, a waiting we supposed for the work. And also the ESI is the one of the International Standards of Supreme Court Institutions. Where the first ESI, where they talk about the prerequisites for a well-functioning site. It is the Boku standards and the way they use the guide, how they do it.
All right, you talk, say, on an independent of the government. So how do they get funding?
Okay, so the audit institutions, the external audit institutions all around the world, no other way, not they will get funding, pass from the government. For the simple reason that you client the owner government and they get for pay for the audit. In many situations, the way they happen, when they vote for the Auditor General in office or parliament, then they ring fencer. Nobody know the torture. If the office asks for $50 billion, then go get $50 billion for the work. It happen now. Some of me come in the institution. In we own case now, Ministry of Finance, where they ready, then go give all thing where they ready, then go, you know, reduce small things. So that side for the financial independence, it is still an issue.
Because I just want to ask, say, if my government they fund 100%, how independent the audit service will be?
Well, the issue of the independence, I would say there has to be a willpower for agree, say, this office here, he exists. This office for doing work. And make a left for doing work. Because the reality is that if, for example, at the audit Ministry of Health, Ministry of Health is supposed to pay me for do that audit. If at the audit NASIS they pay for do the audit. If at the audit NRA they pay for do the audit. If at the audit any commission, they supposed to pay for do the audit.
And if not finance, when are they give the money? Then they get issues with that?
Yeah, of course. I get issues. And there was a time where it was not too bad. But one thing in the way problem in the, and one of the big challenges that when it comes up on the business.
Now you look at the different reports that we office on the poll, apart from the every year reports we suppose for the poll, other reports that only come up. What in key warrants the special audits and the way you can do that different sector?
Okay, as I have talked, see the act, the 2014 act, give it a mandate for doing things then. We can look at public issues then, which is happening at the public domain. We can look at usai governments don't put boku money. We can look at what's not happening with their money. Then, based on, I'm not going to say hearsay, but based on newspaper clippings, based on conversations around. And if we see there's a need to go in, usai nationally interested, then we go in for do a particular audit. 99.9% of the audits we do now. The office initiate the audit. However, in this particular case, I think I make an explain this particular one here just briefly how we come about this technical audit here. The section 119 subsection 7 of the constitution, he said the president can request for a special audit for BDO in any area. And that happened in this case here. President request for say if we can go in and look at the four sectors there. And he gave a request and to in cabinet and to a minister and to a ministry. So now that happened, now that makes Ministry of Finance come into the picture. Because the request comes from the Ministry of Finance, from the leadership of the country.
You make mention of public issues then we can go on an interest for go and audit. Apart from issues we can the newspaper, the media, we just make mention of, a citizen get rights for know of certain issue and draw the auditor generally attention, see, so something they happen at this sector, our legal audit thing.
Well, that is difficult. Waiting, I will say, they can bring that to attention, then where will the plan for we audit, we can take that into consideration. Because sometimes in the we get for be very clear. Make it not be seen a hearsay, make it not be seen out of emotion, somebody, you know, interested in anything. So we're not getting kind requested really. We're not getting for now. But I believe say if they can request it and come, where will the plan for, not just is it today, anything we can we will just get for that. No, we get for plan. and idea for every year. We cannot plan the year before for the audit for the following year.
All right, if you listen to the program, you listen to Good Morning Salon. And at the program this morning, we get Lara Tilopias in the Kanto Gotin in work, and the recent audit report we come out that do. You carry it over 500 pages of the audit reports we will not just don't go in a parliament. But before you go in a parliament, we see the minister, we pull summary of this report. But the word that they use, whether technical or forensic, you go clarify for we waiting on a do. Now technical report, technical audit on a do on a forensic audit, and you tell me waiting a forensic and technical.
Okay. So I'm glad you asked me this question because myself, my body been debates me for can clarify to the public the terminology there. It's not like we me not to doctor, but I use big big doctor term then in the wrong way. Me not to lawyer, but I use big big lawyer term then in the wrong way. So if I me na me do me work, so na me understand. So inside external public sector audit, we get various kinds of audits that we do. You get the financial opinion audit, when are the audit of the financial statements, we could give opinion on the figures then. I will see that one. Now that side, no more we give an opinion. For the record, we got the yearly comments about mere opinion and all of the kind of things that they done and all. You know, right. Then we get compliance audit same. When I in the, we confirm if the law say, and so if it was. You do also. If you not do so, I'm sorry. That matter, you get for fairness inside the report. We get performance audit. We government don't give you money for carry out the program. We get for go check if that program, if you carry out in such a way that it effectively, efficiently, and economically done for the people of Sierra Leone. Now, all of the kind broad category of audit, I can say so get subsection there, we can be like IT, procurement, revenue, and real time. Now this, when you do the audit, when you see a case of potential fraud, then you go in and bring in a forensic auditor, for an auditor. A forensic audit is not a cheap exercise. So you get to be sure, see, most likely something will come out of this audit here before you go say you go to a forensic audit. Me don't be involved in two forensic audits, not as an auditor per se, but as in the whole appointment of the external auditor for audit for doing that particular audit. It is a specialized kind of audit. It is an audit that you have people who have done this kind of situation for years and years. In that kind of situation, you check the trends there. Possible fraud trends them, you de check the data them, you get for going and do data mining, then get software them, where then they use for check order. So it's totally different from what we do in this case.
Yeah, so in this case,
what we do in this case here is that then four sectors there, the owner technical sectors them, NASIT gets what they do, the telecom sector get what they do, energy sector and you know the civil work sector. So we go in for good check. If the technical capabilities, technical capacities, the laws that we govern the institution and the how they for do their work, technically, if then they happen, how they for happen.
So now technical audit on
that. Now technical audit we do.
So outside the information of forensic audits become, because if you not been clear this morning, Clara, most people believe say that forensic audits they do.
Actually, I'm not going to answer because me not ever use that term in any of the work we do in this particular case.
All right, so the technical audits, when I bring in experts from other countries, why?
Okay, so I tell you, say we look at several sectors then. When you look at the NASIT, for example, you look at investment, you have to look at investment. We not get investment experts in our team. You understand? Actuarial evaluators, they will not get any analytics. You look at the road sector, you have to get engineers and quantity surveyors. We not get any kind of people in the our team. The IT experts, we need them for look at the IT system then, where they operate within the organization. So we had to bring in technical experts and for make we confirm and clarify the technical capacity them and capabilities of the institution there.
What's the money coming for flying them for the audit?
Okay, so DFID, now they fund the activity. DFID now one of the key support at the Wickham Park capacity building for the office. And so they use that as an opportunity for build staff in capacity. So now they fund the institution.
Where the Minister of Finance really launched the summary of this particular report, he made mention of over $1 million where during the 10-day where the auditor them they go and they four major governance sector there. Past government official them not be able to account for. Now the money down the way they now the report.
Actually, Khadija, I've been no say this question could come up this morning. Actually, I don't look at the report from page 1 to page 523. I don't look at the appendix them almost over 200 pages. I don't see that figure.
So, in case like this particular audit, we've been come on, so many issues been there in the public, from lawmakers, members of the executive, everybody they give your explanation. Now you say not that over $1 billion be there in the your report where you make. If misinformation like this, they go in the public about you work, what you do, and most people imagine, so outside information, they come out where the auditor general not even publish it.
Actually, so as I explained on earlier, the request for the audits come out from HE through the Ministry of Finance. And the Ministry of Finance be involved, I would say, throughout the process, in the sense that meetings them, we all are with them and the auditees them. The concept note and the TOR for the exercise make it clear, say, we go give a copy of the report to government through the Ministry of Finance, and they will issue a special report to Parliament. They did black and white. So now that's the issue we make. When we do we work done? Out of professional courtesy, now they don't be part of the. Now they ask for the work. It's like say I'm gonna ask my do this thing here for me on this particular sector. When I do the work, I not tell ask my our pass. I not be expected at the end of the day the information go out our day. That is why even when the press release was held, I was not there, because as far as I was concerned, me do my own reporting direct to Parliament.
All right, also process the procedures of how